This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Educators in the Sheridan School District southwest of Denver voted overwhelmingly last night to authorize a strike. The vote comes after months of teaching without a contract and trying to negotiate with the district. Educators also accused district officials of retaliating when teachers spoke out. District officials could not immediately be reached for comment, but in the past, they have blamed the unions for the impasse. A Senate committee has advanced President Trump's pick to lead the Bureau of Land Management. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach has more.
After months of intense public debate about former Republican New Mexico Congressman Steve Pierce, senators in the Natural Resources Committee cast their votes.
Mr. Lee.
Aye.
Mr. Barrasso.
Aye.
Republicans voted in favor, while Democrats.
Mr. Heinrich.
No.
Mr. Hickenlooper.
No by proxy.
The yeas had it, 11-9. Pierce's supporters also include energy and ranching groups, who say his experience with mining and grazing will help him manage the 245 million surface and 700 mineral acres under the BLM. But he's faced intense scrutiny from environmental groups, who point to his previous support for selling off public lands. In a hearing last week, Pierce indicated he wouldn't be in favor of such sales. He'll next face a full vote in the Senate in the coming weeks. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The Denver contemporary dance company Wonderbound is mounting a world premiere. Decadent Desires features a dozen dancers and as many live musicians. The show's a collaboration with the Colorado Jazz Repertory Orchestra. Don Fay is Wonderbound's president.
When we're analyzing how to go about a production of this scale, it's really thinking for me about, okay, how can you do things that are magical?
This is CPR News and KRCC.